In this prayer experience, we will be focusing on the appearance on the road to Emmaus. I encourage you to have your Bibles and journals with you. We'll be praying with Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 35. Now that very day, two of them were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. What I'd like you to do is imagine you are one of those people. And the first person that comes to mind is the second person. Who is that person? It can be anybody that you want, anybody that you desire. But hopefully God will place somebody on your heart right now that you just feel that you're supposed to walk with in this prayer. Now imagine you're walking with them. And you're on a 7-mile walk going to a village from Jerusalem called Emmaus. And you're conversing about all the things that have occurred. Think about all your prayer experiences. Think about all these encounters you've had with God. Think about your entire life and how you've experienced God. Think about what these disciples experienced as they encountered the miracles of Jesus, the wonderful life of Jesus, the way that he taught them how to pray and encounter God the Father, the way that he gave Mary to be their mother, the way that he carried the cross and endured the passion and suffered and died, and the resurrection. So allow all of these memories to come to mind. All of these things that have occurred in your life and in the life of Scripture, and how you have really encountered God as you've prayed with Scripture. And it happened that while they were conversing and debating, Jesus himself drew near and walked with them. So imagine the two of you are walking together, and all of a sudden you get the sense that somebody's walking right next to you. But their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. You almost don't even acknowledge him because you're so deep in conversation. And he asks you, "What are you discussing as you walk along?" You stop, looking downcast. You're sad because of the crucifixion. Maybe you've yet to have an experience of his resurrection. And your friend says, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know of the things that have taken place there in these days?" And he replied to them, "What sort of things?" They said to him, "The things that happened to Jesus, the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, how our chief priests and rulers both handed him over to a sentence of death and crucified him. But we were hoping that he would be the one to redeem Israel. And besides all this, it's now the third day since this took place. Some women from our group, however, have astounded us. They were at the tomb early in the morning and did not find his body. They came back and reported that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who announced that he was alive. Then some of those with us went to the tomb and found things just as the women had described, but him they did not see." And maybe there's been times in your life where all you see is an empty tomb. Maybe there's times when you don't see Jesus, when you don't feel God's presence, when you don't feel like you're living in the resurrection. Maybe you've even felt abandoned by God. And then Jesus said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are! How slow of heart to believe all that the prophet spoke! Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them what referred to him in all of scriptures. I don't know about you, but sometimes scripture can be overwhelming. Sometimes there's a lot of references that I don't even understand. But during this time, he's been revealing himself to you through all the scripture. As they approached the village to which they were going, so imagine you're walking with your friend and with Jesus. And as you approach the village, you kind of get the impression that Jesus is going to keep on going further. And one of you speaks out. Is it you or is it your friend? "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over." What would you say to Jesus right now to convince him to stay with you? Go ahead and tell him whatever's on your heart. What do you want to hear more about? So he went in to stay with them. And it happened while he was with them at table. So imagine the two of you are with Jesus and you're at the table and you watch right now the miracle happen. He takes the bread, says the blessing, breaks it, and gives it to you. With that, your eyes are opened and you recognize him. But instantly he vanishes from your sight. For that one brief moment, you did see him. You did recognize his presence. And now it's just you and your friend again. What do you say to each other? What do you share with your best friend? Or the person that God has chosen to allow you to journey with on this meditation? Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us? At any point during all these times of prayer, were not your hearts burning within you? Along the way as he opens scripture to you. So they set out at once and returned to Jerusalem, where they found gathered together the 11 and those with them, who were saying, "The Lord has truly been raised and has appeared to Simon." Then the two recounted what had taken place on the way and how he was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. Try to imagine yourself and the other person now joined together with the 11 and the other people that were with them. And it's your turn to tell the story of what you have experienced. During all these times of prayer, when did you see him? When did you hear his voice? When did you touch him? When did you feel truly present with him? Tell them your story. Because this story is real. This story is how God is being present right now in the world today for you. But it's not for you alone. Anytime we experience something wonderful, we have this innate desire to share it. And now try to take that desire that you have to share your experience. Spend some time now in meditation and share your experience. Either talk it out loud like you're there with the disciples, or speak it in your mind, in your heart, or journal the experience. This may be even a good time to review all your days of prayer to see when God was walking with you, when the Father was holding you, when Jesus was right there as your good shepherd, when you felt the Holy Spirit present in you, and when you encountered Mary as your beloved mother. Take time now to meditate and journal.